And we was on that side of the porch, and my grandfather been up on the porch, Johnny sitting on the step, and Grandpa got around there, and he said, "Johnny, what's it, Uncle Jim?" He said, "Tell me, how do you feel when you kill a man?" So, Uncle Jim, I felt just like I shot a squirrel. I never could have been. We said squirrel, he said squirrel. I'll never forget that thing. So, he called it squirrel.
That's a long one. Let's see, if you're talking to somebody about somebody that's running for election someplace, and the guy you're talking to says, "Well, I'm not going to vote for that guy."
Yeah.
And you feel the same way, what would you say to
him? I said, "Well, no, I don't think I want him. I said, I don't think he's the right man."
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's my feeling. Now, the one you wanted might be the right man, but that was just my feeling. Yeah. It's like a lottery ticket. You know, when Mr. run, I didn't vote for him. And the only reason the people was against him was on account of his daddy, old man. Well, I didn't know nothing too much about the old man, it's true. But anyway, I went to Jacksonville, and them people want to eat me up. He said, "You people crazy down there? He ain't got no better son to put the in, not me. I didn't vote for him." Okay, he was elected. And he made a good governor. Now, when he was running for the Senate, I was one that went up there, Charlie. Mitchell, Ed, Richard, myself. I've been to his home and sit on his front porch. And then when time I went to Liberty County, and they asked for representatives from Magnus County. Well, I didn't expect to see anything. I looked for Charlie or Eddie to talk. Now, Richard, I didn't know much about him saying anything. So he called three times and not a one would move. Well, all the other precincts representative had done spoke. So I got up and said, "Mr. Talmadge," I said, "I'll represent Magnus County." I said, "Mr. Talmadge," I said, "when you run for office, I didn't give him my support." I said, "because I heard that you said you didn't want no colored people voting. I don't like to give a person something they don't want." I said, "Now, Mr. Talmadge, I don't judge a man by what he say. I judge him by what he do." I said, "Now, since you've been in office, to my estimation, since I've been noticing this thing, that you've made one of the best governors we most ever had." I said, "and therefore, Magnus County, I'm quite sure, is 100% in your favor." And I said, "no." He said, "that has been said, but I didn't say it." I said, "thank God, because he heard it." You know, I wasn't making up no lie. He said, "I did not say it." He said, "you can go to my home." He said, "see who is my children playmate." He had two girls. Well, I didn't see the wife, neither the children when I was there. Okay. He said, "I can take you now to my mother's farm. She was the foreman on that farm. See who is the laborer. See if we see any white one there." He said, "now, if we didn't have no use for colored people, they wouldn't be there." He said, "I am willing for you to have everything that's coming to you. But you know how I stand on desegregation." And I said to myself, "well, I don't blame you for that. That's every man is subject to his own opinion." I said, "I ain't got nothing against him about that." So, yeah, and I got good confidence in him because as far as I know, he's a straight man. Now, there's none perfect. Christ is the only one that's perfect. And I don't care who you put in office, he ain't going to please everybody. All I want is a man in there going to do the right thing, whether it suits me or don't suit me. Yeah, that's the way I feel about it.
See, if you want to know how many times I go to town every week, say, what would you ask me?
See, if I want to know how many times you go to town? Mm-hmm. Oh, I said, how many times you go to town? Yeah.
Any other way you could say it?
No, not as I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
Any other way. I might say, how often do you go to town?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
What do you call this part of the head up here?
They call it the forehead.
Forehead?
Yeah. Other words, some people would say the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.